I'm Noah, and this is Q&A with Bethany and Noah. So, I know your name. What's your name?
I'm Bethany.
How old are you, and what grade are you in?
I'm 17, and I'm in 11th grade.
Have you ever met a celebrity?
I met Ashton Eaton. Actually, no, my brother met Ashton Eaton. He's a track star.
Wait, so did you or did you not?
No.
No? Well, you kind of did when you went to that Phoebe Bridgers concert.
I didn't meet her.
But you still went. And the Wallows.
I didn't meet them either.
You were closer to them than you were at Phoebe's.
You got to smell their sweat.
Okay, that's gross. If you could choose any decade to live in, which one would you choose and why?
Choose the 2000s. Maybe the 90s. It's either the 90s or the 2000s because I don't want to go back too far where women can't do anything. But then I don't want to be too far ahead where it's like everything sucks.
Are you saying everything sucks now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the weirdest dream you've ever had that you can remember?
I was sitting on a chair and then there was a translucent spider that was really big and it came up to me and it ate me.
Okay.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
If you could have a theme song, like if your life was a movie, what would your theme song be?
I don't know.
Think about it. Do you want to like upbeat?
No.
No?
Like something chill. Like relaxing music. Maybe a Frank Ocean song.
A Frank Ocean song?
Not a sad one, though.
All of his songs are sad.
No, like a chill Frank Ocean song.
Godspeed by Frank Ocean.
Sure.
Okay. Weirdest food combination that you like?
I don't know. I'm not good at this.
Ranch on pizza.
Oh, actually, that's really good.
That's disgusting.
Pizza and ranch is really good. And there's peanut butter and honey. That's a good combination. That's not weird.
Actually, yeah, a lot of people like that.
I don't know.
Okay. Would you rather someone always tell you the truth or protect your feelings?
It depends. Most of the time, tell me the truth. But actually, no, tell me the truth.
All the time?
Yeah.
So what if you asked if you look good, but you really didn't, and someone was honest with you and said, no, you look absolutely horrible right now? You're okay with that?
Well, no, but if they say it in a nice... Actually, no, I'm not okay with that, but...
So protect your feelings.
No.
No?
Don't be mean about it.
But they have to be honest.
You can be nicely honest. Say, oh, you've looked better.
That's probably more mean. Okay. If you could find out how you're going to die, would you want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just for funsies.
Okay, but like, what if you live the rest of your life? Like, say you die in a car accident, right? Then you're going to live the rest of your life in fear whenever you're in a car.
No, I'll know it's coming when it comes. I'm not going to be scared of it.
I feel like that would probably make you scared of cars after that.
As long as it's not a painful car crash. Like,
well, you know, like, all the details. Like, what if you...
I don't want to know when it is, but if I know...
Well, you know... Oh, I guess, yeah, you wouldn't know when. You just know how.
Because I just want... If I know how, that's fine. But, like, I wouldn't live in fear because of it. Because everyone's going to die.
Well, yeah, but knowing how, meaning you could prevent it in a way.
Well, you can't prevent it.
Because you can.
It's fate. You can't.
If you die in a car crash, you know that, right? Then if you never go on a car again, or if you're never around cars, then how are you going to die in a car crash?
Well, it'll happen because that's how you die. Like, it's already been set.
Or if you can change it.
You can't.
Okay. What is one secret you're still keeping from your mom?
I don't keep any secrets from my mom.
That's a lie.
She's the most...
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
My confidence.
Do you have bad confidence?
Yeah.
That was so sad.
It's
I don't know. I can't really remember anything specifically, but what's your favorite memory you've ever had? So I feel like that's a hard one because it's one of those things where it just kind of comes up. You remember it randomly, but when you think about it, you can't think of it.
I don't know. I think when I was a kid, I don't know. I have a lot of good memories with my boyfriend. And then with my friends, whenever I'm kind of just like, I don't really have to think about anything else. And it's just like, Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Good vibes.
Good vibes. What's your favorite photo you've ever taken?
Probably one of my boyfriend.
Do you have like a specific one?
No.
What was your favorite childhood toy?
I have a baby blanket that I named Green Blankie.
It's not really it's a toy. It's a blanket.
Okay, fine. I liked all my stuffed animals and I still have them.
Did you have like a favorite one? One that was better than the rest?
The president of the stuffed animals.
The president?
Yeah, I had a stuffed animal turkey, but I named it Chicken because I thought it was a chicken when I first got it.
How old were you?
Probably too old to know the difference between a chicken and a turkey. Like 6.
Oh. Okay. If you could replace any actor or actress in a movie or show and play their role, which actor are you choosing in which show?
I would choose Pam from The Office.
Really?
Yeah, because she ends up marrying Jim and he's kind of, you know, good looking. And she has good relationships with all of her coworkers for the most part. And I feel like it'd be a really fun little situation.
You have good relationships with your coworkers.
Yeah.
At Cafe Yum. What are your top priorities on your bucket list, and do you think you'll ever achieve them?
I want to go bungee jumping.
Skydiving or bungee jumping?
Oh, actually.
Because bungee jumping is
I want to do skydiving because I think it's very out of body experience to jump out of a plane. Yeah, that's kind of the main thing.
Do you think you'll ever do it?
I hope so. Like, I don't know. There's nothing stopping me.
Makes sense. What song would you choose for your first dance at your wedding?
I think I would choose Sidelines by Phoebe Bridgers because it's a very romantic song.
It's a sad song.
It's soft and
sad.
And it's like low speed, low pace. It's a very good song.
What would you want your... Because like think about movies, right? Like sometimes in movies, their first dances are like full-on routines that are like upbeat song and like happy and like
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I would not do that because I cannot dance.
So you'd rather just sit there and spin in a circle and have everyone watch you?
Yeah.
Or Phoebe Bridgers is playing?
Yeah. Or like maybe like a non-lyrical song, like some sort of like little jazz number.
Beethoven.
Oh.
Where is your dream vacation place? And what would you do there?
I think right now it's Italy or France. Just because I've previously been to France and that was really fun. And I don't know. I love the vibe, the European vibe that it has. So I think Italy is next on the list. And it's just like, I don't know, a lot to see there.
Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite actor or actress?
I really like, this is kind of controversial, but Jim Carrey is really good.
Who does he play?
He's in a lot of things. His main one is he plays the Grinch in like the realistic Grinch. So he's in like comedy movies, kind of similar to Adam Sandler. He's in Yes Man and The Truman Show.
Oh, okay. I've heard of The Truman Show, but I've never watched
it. That's one of my favorite movies.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
Like 6, maybe?
6.
I have 4 Converse.
4 Converse.
4 Converse, 1 Vans, 1 Docs, and then my work shoes, but they don't count.
Don't you have Air Forces too?
They're like dead. Actually, no, I have like 10 because I have 2 pairs of Uggs and then running shoes.
Flip flops?
Birkenstocks.
Sandals?
Yeah. So, okay, maybe like 11. It's not that many.
Okay.
You have a lot of shoes.
Actually, I kind of do.
Yeah.
Not that many.
How many pairs of shoes do you have now?
Like 4 pairs of Vans, 1 pair of Dunks, 1 pair of Converse. I think that's it.
6. It's a lot of shoes.
I don't know. I know this one, but who is your celebrity crush?
Matthew Gray Gubler?
Oh,
who'd you think it was?
I was thinking Rudy.
Oh, yeah. I like Matthew Gray Gubler, who is the one of the characters in Criminal Minds. He's just a cutie pie.
What was the last movie you watched? Is it El Camino?
Probably.
What'd you think of it?
I slept through most of it. Not slept, but wait. I was like dozing off during most of it.
I know.
So, you know, it was probably good.
Probably good.
Mm-hmm.
That works. Have you ever just shot a gun?
A BB gun.
Like a real gun?
No. That's scary.
Would you ever want to?
Probably not.
Not even for like just like shooting targets? Like no harm?
I don't know. Actually, I don't really have a need to shoot targets. Like, I don't
just for fun.
Well, is it that fun?
Yeah, it's rewarding when you're like 200 feet away from something and you hit something.
I don't know. Maybe I would do it for that, but I wouldn't like go hunting for a person.
For a person?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
If
you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're really hungry, what are you doing?
Making food, mac and cheese.
But that's your go-to snack?
Kraft mac and cheese.
Even if it's like 3 a.m. and you're like half asleep, you're making mac and cheese.
It's not that hard to make mac and cheese.
Still takes a while.
If I had to choose something else, I'd probably choose whatever leftovers are in the fridge. Maybe mashed potatoes.
Ooh. I want mashed potatoes now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever cheated?
No.
Not even on a test?
Oh, yeah.
What test? For what class?
I can't say that.
What's your most recent one?
I can't say that.
Yes, you can.
For language arts, I did a little look-see on my phone.
At your phone?
Yeah.
They didn't notice?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
But I had, that. It was only for one question, and I knew all the rest of the answers on the test, and don't hate me.
Can't justify yourself. You already cheated.
On a test.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
People that drive slow.
You drive slow.
No, people that are stupid. Like, they just don't have any common sense.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it annoys me.
You're one of those.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I have common sense.
What is a talent nobody knows you have?
I'm kind of talented. Oh, actually, I can sing the alphabet backwards.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it right now?
I'm shy.
Try it.
CYXWVETSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
That was, wow.
You're a great singer.
I didn't know you had that. That was cool.
Yeah.
Would you rather shop online or in person?
I like shopping online for the convenience, but then again, it takes like a million days for your package to get there, and you don't even get to try you don't even get to test it out and like get a feel for it. So I think I like shopping in person more.
What is the most trouble you've ever been in?
I was grounded for 3 weeks, and I didn't have my car, and I didn't really have anything to do, and I just played video games the whole time. Kind of
Valorant? Yes, no, maybe so.
Can't keep that in.
What is your idea of like a perfect day? Like, if everything were to go right, what would happen?
I wouldn't go to school. I would have unlimited money, probably do some shopping. I'd spend time with my boyfriend too, obviously. And all my other friends. And I don't know, we kind of just hang out, nothing like fancy or anything. Maybe like on a beach somewhere.
On a beach?
On a beach or like in a city, in like New York City. And not New York City, we could get jumped. At a beach. In like,
well, no, keep in
Hawaii,
mind,
you wouldn't, California. Los
you
Angeles.
Wouldn't get jumped though, because it's a perfect day.
Oh, yeah, so it's a perfect day. Yeah, no, we'd be in New York City and I wouldn't get jumped. And we'd have the shops all to ourselves and we'd get the best deals.
Okay. If you were given the opportunity to, would you go to space?
No.
Like, you wouldn't even, like, fly around in space for a little bit?
No.
Really? What if you were paid to?
If I was paid, that's a different story. But if I just, because I don't really want to, just because, I don't know, I feel like, I don't like airplanes as it is, so I don't think I would like a huge ship that goes to space. I think my head would hurt, and I think gravity would feel weird.
I mean, you have to do training for it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to do training for it.
If you could choose one person that like wouldn't judge you and would help you in any scenario, who's like the one person you could tell anything to? I'm thinking Shiloh.
I'm thinking you.
Really?
Yeah, you, Shiloh.
You're Shiloh?
But you're kind of judgmental sometimes. Yeah. So.
Okay, I'll do one more. What's your worst, like most embarrassing memory from school?
I probably peed my pants one time.
How old are you?
Like in first grade or kindergarten. Oh, yeah, so I did.
It's kind of justified.
Kindergarten, because we had a bathroom like in the actual classroom. I know, it was weird.
Wait, why didn't you just get up and go to the bathroom?
Well, no, but I did, but it was too late.
Did you pee on the way there or in your seat?
No, not that much. Like, only, not everything slipped out, but like, I don't know. It was definitely visible.
Oh, did you just go back and sit down or did you like go home?
I don't remember.
It's like knowing you would have gone back and sat down.
I think I might have eventually gone to the like the nurse's place and got new pants or something.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a Q&A with Bethany and Noah. Thank you for listening.
Bye.